Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Plenty of us read best-selling books in the summer, but some people dream of writing The Next Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, one of this summer's hot books. But fact is, even if you write something great, getting it published is another story, which is where a savvy literary agent comes in. WBUR's Andrea Shea went to a recent event called Ask the Agent, where Boston area writers were given a brutally honest insider's view of the publishing industry.
Meet New York literary agent Irene Goodman.
We're always looking for a good story. That will never change. Never. Ever since people sat around campfires and lived in caves, they've been telling good stories.
And Goodman's been finding stories and selling them to publishing houses for about 30 years. She's here at Boston's Grub Street Writing Center to answer questions from about a dozen aspiring authors. They're hungry to know what it really takes to get an agent and to get published in today's marketplace. But there's a possible subplot to Goodman's visit. Eve Bridberg is Grub's founder and executive director.
I think she realizes that she might find talented writers here.
Sitting around a table, the Grub Street writers describe their stories, a medieval saga, an upbeat memoir, a crime novel, a modern-day version of Jane Austen's Emma. Then...
My name's Jason Walcott. Thank you, Irene, for coming. I'm sure we all really appreciate it. I'm working on a commercial fiction thriller set in the near future. The main character comes upon a murder, so it's wrong place, wrong time, and it's about him getting out of this situation.
It also involves a mascot that Walcott says may or may not belong to a baseball team in Boston. It's the 27-year-old financial writer's first novel. He also reads tarot cards on the side. While he's a realist, Walcott still harbors a fantasy plotline for tonight's event.
Every writer coming in would love to say, meet the agent. They immediately love your book without, you know, even reading the first page and, you know, sign me up a fat check. But I doubt that's going to happen.
His instincts are right on, because literary agent Irene Goodman immediately launches into something of a shock fest, starting with the number of queries her office receives each year. Queries, by the way, are the standard way agents and clients hook up.
We get in about 5,000 or 6,000 various submissions, unsolicited queries and submissions a year, which is about 25 a day.
Goodman repeats the next question.
How long do we tend to look at a query on average? I would say about 20 seconds.
If you think Goodman's a tough gatekeeper, she says she's nothing compared to editors and sales managers at publishing houses who just might say,
Mark Twain, nah, we couldn't sell him last year, forget it.
What do you mean you can't sell Mark?
Well, he's out this year, no.
She goes on to say if you call a book chicklet these days, it's the kiss of death. Something called urban fantasy is in, also young adult or YA.
The one that I just sold was a YA paranormal in which the girl turned, at first she was going to turn into an owl, and they came back and they said, no, we can't sell an owl, it's not sexy enough. So she changed it to a falcon.
So they really say things like that?
Absolutely. This is a business. This is a reality. You're asking somebody to spend many thousands of dollars as a gamble on something, hoping that many people will want to buy it. Does that sound cynical and crass?
Yeah, but once in a while, this cynic finds a winner, like a few years ago at Thriller Fest in New York.
I met a guy there who was just a newcomer, never sold anything. I said, what are you working on? And he said, an action thriller about finding Noah's Ark. And I said, send me that. That I want to see. So he did, and it was fabulous.
Irene Goodman says Simon & Schuster just published that book. It's been sold to 18 foreign markets. So who knows? Maybe that futuristic thriller involving a Boston sports team mascot has a chance. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.